我哋今朝早上正读嘅题目系都是为基督。
Today's sermon topic is Everything for the sake of Christ。
请大家翻嚟圣经。
Let us open our Bibles。
喺我哋正道以先，首先将今日正道经文其中一节再一次同声同心去诵读出嚟。
Before starting the sermon, let us read one of the verses of today's sermon scriptures。
新约圣经腓利门书第六节。
The New Testament book of Philemon, verse 6。
我哋一同将呢一节经文同声同心去诵读出嚟。
Let us read this verse together。
愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督。
I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
奇异的恩典何等的甘甜。
Amazing grace, how sweet it is.
我罪已得赦免。
I have received forgiveness of my sins.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praises.
为到你众儿女一生在神面前所蒙受的恩典。
For the grace that your children receive in their entire lives.
我们从心里面作出
We give you thanks from the bottom of our heart.
主，你唔单止藉着十字架为我哋预备咗永恒嘅救恩。
Lord, you not only did you prepare the eternal salvation for us through the cross,
更加喺我哋一生活着呢段岁月。
But also in the entire course of our lives.
主，你呢位生命嘅主。
Lord, you the Lord of life.
定义引导我哋走永生嘅道路。
Have purpose to lead us into the path of everlasting.
一个光明圣洁。恩典蒙福的人生
A path that is full of light and grace and blessings
天父啊我们感谢赞美你
Heavenly Father we give you thanks and praises
愿主的宝血再一次洁净我们
May the precious blood of the Lord once again cleanse us
愿主真理的圣灵引导我们进入真理当中
May the spirit of truth guide us into the truth
好叫你的话语建立我们的生命
So that your word can build up our lives
来紧的岁月
In the years to come
我们一生一世能够跟从主
We can follow you all the days of our lives
一直到见主面的时候
Until the day we see you face to face
父啊我们感谢你
Heavenly Father we give thanks to you
祷告感恩仰望奉主耶稣基督的名
Our prayer thanksgiving and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ
Amen 亲爱的弟兄姊妹实在我们在神面前是一群蒙恩蒙怜悯的人
Brothers and sisters, indeed, we are a group of people who have received the grace and mercy of the Lord.
在我们一生的岁月当中
In the entire course of our lives,
神藉着不同的环境
Through different situations,
一次一次的要建立我们造就我们
Time and time again, God wants to establish us and edify us.
以致我们不单只得到丰盛的生命
So that we do not only receive life which is abundant,
更有丰盛的人生
But we also have an abundant way of living our life
并且将来要丰丰富富进入神永恒荣耀的国度当中
And also in future we will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of God
因为这个是实际上我们的经历
Because this is indeed our experience
就在上个礼拜的退休营会里面
Last week in our retreat camp
爱我们的主
The Lord who loves us
再一次藉着祂和使徒彼得的对话去提醒我们坚固我们
Once again through the conversation with the Apostle Peter He reminded us and established us
弟兄姊妹我们是一群神所深爱的人
Brothers and sisters We are the group of people whom God deeply loves
无论我今天在什么光景当中
No matter what situation we are in
无论我有多少个软弱多少个失败
No matter how many weaknesses and failings we have
神仍然深爱我们
God still loves us deeply
祂永不撇下我们成为孤儿
He never forsakes us as orphans
在我们一生的日子里面
In the entire course of our life
神不断的建立我们
God constantly establishes us
要牧养我们
He desires to shepherd us
要扶持我们
He desires to sustain us
要恩待我们
He desires to show grace to us
这个叫做奇异的恩典
This is amazing grace
弟兄姊妹盼望我们能够确信这件事情
Brothers and sisters I hope that we can deeply believe in this
主不单止提醒我们祂爱我们
The Lord does not only remind us that he loves us
祂更加提醒 醒我哋，佢要使用我哋。
He also reminds us that he wants to use us.
神要使用我哋成为一个生命嘅牧人。
He wants to use us as shepherds of life.
喺我哋一生嘅岁月当中
，in the entire course of our lives，
能够去牧养主嘅羊。
We can shepherd the sheep of the Lord，
喂养主嘅羊
，and feed the sheep of the Lord，
作建立生命嘅侍奉
，to serve the Lord in establishing lives。
弟兄姊妹，何等大嘅恩典
！Brothers and sisters， what amazing grace！
唔单止咁样
，not only that，
主耶稣更进一步提醒我哋
，the Lord Jesus Christ goes one step further to remind us，
主要建立我哋
，the Lord desires to build us up，
从少年人嘅光景
，from the situation of being a youth。
提升到老年人的阶段
To be elevated to the state of an elderly person
意思是说主要我们成为一个真正爱主的人
It means that the Lord wants us to be people who truly love the Lord
弟兄姊妹每一次想到我是神所深爱的人
Brothers and sisters, every time when I consider that I'm a person whom God deeply loves
我们是一群神要使用的人
We are the group of people that God wants to use
弟兄姊妹心里面那份的感恩喜乐就涌流出来了
Brothers and sisters, then the thanksgiving and joy overflows from my heart
因为如果我们是这样度过我们一生的岁月的话
Because if we spend our lives in this way
我们不枉此生
Then we will not spend our whole lives in vain
很多时候我跟弟兄姊妹有分享
Brothers and sisters, very often I share with you
人只能够活一次
Man can only live once
究竟这个一次的人生是什么质素就非常重要
So what kind of quality this life has It is very important
所以弟兄姊妹我们实在是一群蒙福的一群
Brothers and sisters, indeed we are the blessed group
神透过圣经应许我们
Through the Bible, God promises us
对一群神所深爱的人
For a group of people whom God deeply loves
神以恩典为年岁的冠冕神的路径都滴下之油
God will crown the years with his bounty And the cast overflow with abundance
我们应该每一个都好像大卫一样
Every one of us should be like David
神用油膏了我们的头使我们福杯满溢
God anoints our heads with oil And our cup overflows
并且我们一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我们
And surely goodness and love will follow us all the days of our lives
正如使徒保罗的提醒
As a matter of fact, as reminded by the Apostle Paul
神已经在基督耶稣里赐给我们一切在天上属灵的福气
In Christ Jesus God has given us all the blessings in the heavenly realms.
神已经预备咗啦。
God has prepared all these.
神盼望我哋丰丰富富嘅得着。
God desires that we can receive them richly.
不过顶住会喺我哋感恩嘅时候咧。
But when we give thanks to God,
同时我哋需要有一个思想同反省。
At the same time, we should have this reflection.
主嘅恩典。准备好了
The Lord's grace has been prepared
但能够承受这些恩典和福分的人实在不多
But indeed there are not many people who can receive this
为什么呢
Why?
因为神的恩典从来没有排除了人当尽的责任
Because the blessings of God involves our duties
因为神是对人有要求的神
Because God is the God that has requirements for men
所以我们发觉当主耶稣基督和使徒彼得对话之后
Therefore we realize that after the Lord spoke to the Apostle Peter
他重新一次要建立他造就他之后
Once again he wanted to establish him and reinstate him
亦都给他有应许之后
And after he gave him promises
神的要求出现了
Then there comes his requirement
因为在那个时候主耶稣基督作出了一个呼召
Because at that time the Lord Jesus gave this calling
就是你跟从我吧
Follow me
主不单止要使徒彼得爱主比爱这些更深
The Lord Jesus did not only require the Apostle Peter to love him more than these
主更加赐给他各样的应许
The Lord also gave him all kinds of promises
但是如果要得着这些应许享受这些恩典和福气
But in order to attain these promises and enjoy these blessings
彼得必须紧紧地跟从神
Peter must follow the Lord closely
不是一时间的跟从神
It's not only just in an instant
那是一生一世跟从神
But in all the days of his life
始终如一的去跟从神
To be consistent to follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，来到这里，我们就忽然间明白。
Then we will suddenly understand.
为什么神的恩典福气预备好了？
Why is that the Lord has prepared all the blessings and grace?
但能够真正享受这份恩典和福气的人一点都不多。
But there are so few people who can truly enjoy this grace and these blessings.
原因就是主的要求。
The reason lies in the requirement of the Lord.
因为主要求我们去跟从祂。
Because the Lord requires us to follow him.
好像启示录十四章的十四万四千人一样。
Just as written in Revelation chapter 14, the 144,000 people.
主无论往哪里去，我们都要跟从。
Wherever the Lord goes, we have to follow.
弟兄姊妹，困难就在这里。
Brothers and sisters, this is the difficulty.
我相信如果主吩咐使徒彼得，或者吩咐我们，你要常常感谢主。
I believe that if the Lord commands Peter or us, you have to constantly give thanks to the Lord.
我相信一啲困难都冇。
I think there's no difficulty at all.
如果主吩咐我哋要常常藉着祷告去仰望主。
If the Lord asks us to put our trust in the Lord through prayers,
我相信我哋都唔会觉得困难。
I believe we don't find it very difficult.
或者神要求我哋要常常将自己奉献俾主。
Or if the Lord requires us to sacrifice ourselves to the Lord,
我相信都不是太困难。
I believe it's not too difficult.
又或者主要求我们去侍奉主。
Or if the Lord requires us to serve the Lord,
都不是太困难。
It's not very difficult.
唯一主的要求。
The only requirement from the Lord,
你跟从我吧。
Is that follow me?
就此话甚难。
Then this is a difficult saying.
弟兄姊妹，因为在整个的人类历史当中。
Because in the entire human history,
由旧约到新约。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament time,
很多在神面前蒙恩蒙怜悯的人，
many people who have received grace and mercy from the Lord,
最后他们在主的恩典当中失落，
at last they are lost from the grace,
都是因为不能够紧紧的跟从神，
it's all because they cannot closely follow God.
很明显的例子啊，
a very obvious example.
你看到罗德，
you can see from Lot,
起初的时候，
at the beginning,
他跟亚伯拉罕一样，
he was like Abraham,
蒙召离开本地本族父家。
He received the calling to leave the people and their father's house.
开手的时候跟从主。
At the beginning, they followed the Lord.
但一段日子之后呢？
But after a period of time,
罗德就慢慢慢慢的转移，冇再跟从神啦。
Lot gradually shifted. He no longer followed God.
佢去咗所多玛、俄摩拉。
He went to Sodom and Gomorrah.
佢嘅一生就喺恩典当中失落。
And then he fell from grace at that moment.
你再睇扫罗。
And when we look at Saul,
以色列第一位受高嘅君王。
The first anointed king in Israel.
起初嘅时候紧紧嘅跟从神。
At the beginning, he followed God closely.
但系一段日子。之后呢，
But after a period of time,
就离弃神了。
He forsake the Lord,
亦都在神的恩典当中失落。
And also he fell from grace.
一个例子是所罗门王。
Another example is King Solomon.
当所罗门王建造圣殿的时候，
When the King Solomon built the temple,
当他将这个圣殿献给神的时候，
When he dedicated the temple to God,
你看他的祷告，
When you look at his prayer,
绝对是一个跟从神的人。
He was absolutely a person who followed God.
但很可惜，是一段日子之后呢，
But sadly, after a period of time,
他竟然成为一个敬拜偶像离弃神的人。
He became a person who worshipped idols and forsook the Lord.
同样他在神的恩典当中失落。
In the same way, he fell from grace.
弟兄姊妹，来到新约圣经的时候一样。
And in the New Testament time, it is the same.
我们发觉有一个例子很特别。
We find that there's an example which is very special.
有一个少年官来到主耶稣基督面前。
A young officer came before the Lord.
他俯伏在主的面前发出了一个问题。
He worshipped the Lord and asked a question.
那个问题就是，我可以做什么得到永生？
The question was, what can I do to have eternal life?
主回应他。
The Lord answered him.
第一，没有任何一个人能够靠自己的作为来得永生。
Firstly, no one can receive eternal life through his deeds.
所以当主对他发出了一个要求。
Therefore, when the Lord gave this requirement to him,
将他所有的去分给穷人的时候，
to share what he has with the poor,
他就觉得此话甚难。
He thought this is very difficult.
但其实最困难不在这里。
But the most difficult part is not this.
最困难的是主耶稣基督向他发出呼召。
But the most difficult part was when the Lord Jesus gave his the calling to him.
你还要来跟从我。
Come and follow me.
少年官当时就忧忧愁愁地走了。
The young officer left sadly.
因为如果要真正跟从主的话呢
？Because if he was to truly follow the Lord,
是一件非常非常困难的事情。
It was a very very difficult thing.
弟兄姊妹，因为这个是违背了人的人性。
Brothers and sisters, because this is contrary to human nature.
所以主耶稣基督作出了一个定论。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus gave this conclusion.
被召的人多，被选上的人少。
Many are those who are called, but few are chosen.
被召跟从主的人有千千万万。
Many thousands upon thousands of people are called.
但最后能够至死忠心，一生一世跟从主的人寥寥可数。
But at the end, those who are faithful till the point of death and follow the Lord all the days of their lives are very few.
因为跟从主实在太困难。
Because it is indeed very difficult to follow the Lord.
但弟兄姊妹留意一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, please take note of this.
困难不代表不可能。
Difficult does not mean impossible.
任何在人看来又大又难的事。
Anything that is regarded as too difficult in human eyes.
任何人看来绝不可能的事。
Anything that is regarded as impossible in the eyes of God.
在神眼中却绝对的可能。
But in the eyes of God, they are absolutely possible.
如果我们能够掌握真理的话。
If we can grasp the truth.
今天你和我要至死忠心，一生跟从主。
Today, if we are required to follow the Lord all the days of our lives and be faithful to the point of death,
就好像骆驼穿过针眼一样。
It's like a camel going through the eye of a needle.
人睇嚟唔可能。
In human eyes, it is impossible.
但喺神嘅恩典当中，却成为绝对嘅可能。
But in the grace of God, it is absolutely possible.
呢个同样出现喺人类嘅历史当中。
Similarly, it has appeared in human history.
两个好明显嘅例子吓。
Two very obvious examples.
一个系摩西。
One is Moses.
一个系使徒保罗。
One is the Apostle Paul.
特别留意使徒保罗所作出的见证。
Particularly when you look at the testimony of the Apostle Paul.
当他在大马色路上遇见主的时候，他定义一生的跟从主。
When he met the Lord on the road to Damascus, he was determined to follow the Lord all the days of his life.
他定义的要努力面前向着标杆直跑。
He was determined to strain and to make every effort to achieve the goal.
最后的结果是怎样？
What is the result?
就是当他要为主殉道的时候。
When he was being martyred.
当他的生命要结束的时候。
When his life was going to end.
他能够在神面前作出个荣耀的见证。
He could make this glorious testimony before God.
就是美好的仗我已经打过了。当跑的路我已经跑尽了。所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept my faith.
弟兄姊妹，摩西能够。
Brothers and sisters, Moses can.
使徒保罗能够。
The Apostle Paul can.
但是弟兄姊妹，摩西和使徒保罗和我们本来是同一性情的人。
But brothers and sisters, Moses and the Apostle Paul are like us, we have the same nature.
为什么他们能够呢？
Why can they do it?
一方面当然是出于神的恩典怜悯。
On the one hand, it is through the grace and mercy of God.
但是同一时间在他们的生命当中有些质素是我们需要学习的。
But at the same time, there is a kind of quality in their lives. It is something that we have to learn.
这个也是使徒保罗对弟兄姊妹的要求。
This is also the requirement from the Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗语重心长的提醒。
The Apostle Paul solemnly reminds us.
就是弟兄姊妹啊，我求你效法我。
Brothers and sisters, I beseech you learn from my example.
好像他效法基督一样。
Just like I learned from Christ.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天要承受神赐给我们一切的恩典和福气，
Brothers and sisters, if we want to receive all the grace and blessings that God gives to us,
我们能够真正的爱主比爱这些更深，
If we can truly love the Lord more than these,
我们要成为神手中贵重的器皿，
We want to be instrument for God's noble purposes,
我们要成为一个真正爱主的人，
We want to be people who truly love the the Lord.
有一条路我们一定要行的。
We must walk on this path.
就是跟从主的道路。
That is the path of following the Lord.
不是人的道路。
It is not the path of mankind.
不是世界的道路。
It is not the path of the world.
更加不是魔鬼撒旦的道路。
And it's not the path of the devil Satan.
是跟从主的道路。
It is the path of following the Lord.
但要真正行一条跟从主的道路呢？
But to truly walk on this path of following the Lord.
我们必须在使徒保罗生命当中的质素上有所学习。
We must learn from the example of the Apostle Paul about this quality of life.
究竟使徒保罗生命当中有什么质素呢？
What sort of quality of life does the Apostle Paul have?
导致他能够不以性命为念。
So that he considered his life nothing.
也不看为宝贵。
And he does consider it worth.
能够一生一世至死忠心跟从主呢？
And he could remain faithful to the point of death to follow the Lord.
这些生命质素就记载在腓利门书里面。
This quality of life is recorded in the book of Philemon.
腓利门书是全本圣经当中其中一卷最短的书信。
The book of Philemon is one of the shortest books of the Bible.
只有一章的经文。
There's only one chapter.
腓利门书是使徒保罗写给他的亲爱的同工腓利门。
Philemon is the letter written by Paul to his dear co-worker Philemon.
对他提出了一个的要求。
He gave this request to Philemon.
就是要求他接纳亚尼西姆。
He asked him to accept Onesimus.
亚尼西姆原本是腓利门的仆人。
Onesimus was originally Philemon's servant.
但是因为一些缘故呢，亚尼西姆背叛了腓利门。
But because of something, Onesimus betrayed Philemon.
离弃了腓利门。
And he left Philemon.
他逃跑了。
He escaped.
但当他遇到使徒保罗的时候。
But when he met the Apostle Paul.
他蒙恩归主，成为基督的圣徒。
He received the grace of salvation and became a disciple.
使徒保罗就打发亚尼西姆再一次回到腓利门那里。
The Apostle Paul sent Onesimus back to Philemon.
使徒保罗向腓利门提出了一个要求。
The Apostle Paul required this of Philemon.
一个又大又难的要求。
This requirement was too difficult.
就是他要求腓利门重新接纳亚尼西姆。
He required Philemon to once again accept Onesimus.
弟兄姊妹，这个绝对是又大又难的事。
Brothers and sisters, surely this is a very great requirement.
我们要接纳一个可爱的人不难。
It is not difficult for us to accept a lovable person.
但如果要接纳一个不可爱的人呢，难度就非常之高。
But to accept a person who is not lovable, then it's very difficult.
如果更加要接纳一个曾经背叛自己，离弃自己。
And also to accept someone who has betrayed you and who has left you.
得罪自己，伤害自己。
Who has offended you or hurt you.
一个忘恩负义的仆人的时候。
A servant who is ungrateful.
这个就在人性来讲绝不可能。
Then in human nature, this is absolutely impossible.
但是使徒保罗要求腓利门能够成就他的要求。
But the Apostle Paul required Philemon to accomplish his requirement.
在腓利门书里面就提出了三方面生命的质素。
In Philemon, we can see three aspects of qualities of life.
一方面是使徒保罗生命里面的质素。
First of all, it is the quality of life in the Apostle Paul.
亦都是神透过腓利门这卷的书信提醒每一个基督圣徒。
And also through the book of Philemon, God reminds everyone of a Christian saint.
如果我们都有这些生命的质素，
If we all have this quality of life,
无论我们人生面对几大的困难，几大的挑战，
no matter how great the challenge or difficulty in our life we have to face,
我们仍然能够得胜。
We can still overcome.
弟兄姊妹，这三方面的生命的质素是什么呢？
What are these three aspects of qualities of life?
第一个就是今早早上的正道的题目。
First of all, it is the sermon topic of this morning.
一个神所赐给我们的生命的目标。
It is the goal of life that God gives to us.
就是都是为基督。
As translated in the ESV, everything for the sake of Christ.
使徒保罗生命当中有一种的生命的目标。
The Apostle Paul has this objective in his life.
导致他能够紧紧跟随主。
So that he can closely follow the Lord.
第二就是生命当中需要一个正确的动机。
Secondly, in our life, we should have a correct motive. motivation.
就是下一次的正道当中我会跟大家分享的。
I will share with you in my next sermon.
不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
It is not done reluctantly, but willingly.
一个甘心乐意的动机。
A willing motive.
第三方面的生命质素是什么呢？
What is the third aspect of quality of life?
就是一个亏欠主的心。
It is the heart of feeling that we have fallen short of the Lord.
我们这样看腓利门这封书信的时候，
If we read the book of Philemon in this perspective,
对我们就非常宝贵。
Then this is very precious for us.
我们能够从中装备三样生命的质素。
From here,we can be equipped with the three qualities of life.
第一是从神而来的生命的目标。
First of all, we have the goal from God.
第二是正确的生命里面的动机。
Secondly, it is the correct motive in our life.
第三就是亏欠主的心。
Thirdly, we feel that we have done God wrong.
今天早上我们就会分享第一部分。
This morning, I'm going to share the first part.
一个神所赐给我们的生命的目标。
The goal of life that God gives to us.
导致我们能够一生一世的紧紧跟从主。
So that we can closely follow the Lord all the days of our lives.
弟兄姊妹，为什么这个的生命的目标这么重要呢？
Brothers and sisters, why is this goal of life so important?
因为这种的生命里面的目标是神自己的属性来的。
Because this goal in our life is the attribute of God himself.
如果我们具备了这个神自己的属性的时候呢，
If we have this attribute of God,
这种生命的目标就成为一股动力。
Then this goal of life becomes force of motivation.
能够推动我们。
It can compel us.
向着这个目标一直走下去。
To run towards this goal.
一直到完成为止。
Until completion.
弟兄姊妹，当我们今天讲神的生命的属性的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we talk about the attributes of God,
我们会认识神是圣洁公义的。
We know that God is holy and righteous.
神是有恩典有怜悯的。
God is gracious and abundant in compassion.
神是信实是守约施慈爱的神。
God is faithful and keeps his covenants.
但是对于神一种的生命属性，我们会忽略的。
But we may neglect this attribute of God.
就是神做任何的事情必定有他的目标、理想和期望。
That whatever God does, He has His objective, goal, and expectation.
无论在这个向着目标的过程当中，
In the process of straining toward the goal,
遇到什么困难、什么挑战，
No matter what difficulty and challenge we face,
因着这个目标，
Because of this goal,
神永不放弃他所做的事情，
God never gives up on what he does,
一直到成就为止，
Until completion,
就好像先知以赛亚宣告一样，
Just like the proclamation of the prophet Isaiah,
雨雪从天而降，绝不徒然返回。
The snow and rain come from heaven and will not return in vain.
神决定要做的事情，
Whatever God determines to do,
他所确立的目标，
Whatever objective he has established,
神一定要成就。
God will certainly accomplish.
这个是神的属性。
This is God's attribute.
最明显一个例子是什么呢？
What is the most obvious example?
就是神创造天地万物，宇宙穹苍创造人类。
God creates the universe and everything in it and humankind.
究竟神为什么？
What is it for?
神有他的目标、理想和期望在当中。
God has a goal, objective and expectation.
神创造天地万物，宇宙穹苍创造人类。
God creates the universe, everything in it and the mankind.
为了彰显神的荣耀。
In order to manifest the glory of God.
所以诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬神的手段，凡称为神名下的人都是为了神的荣耀而创造的。
Therefore, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the universe declares his deeds. The people who are called to God are created for the glory of God.
一方面我们很清楚，
On the one hand, we are clear about it.
但神的目标不单止是这样。
But God's goal is not just that.
神创造天地万物，创造人类。
God creates the universe and everything in it and the mankind.
还存在着一个永恒永不改变的目标。
There is also an eternal and unchanging goal.
这个目标是什么呢？
What is this goal?
就是有一天，
One day,
天地万物，神所创造的人类，
The universe, everything in it, and the mankind that God created,
将要在永恒当中与这位天地的主、天地的神 永恒嘅联合。
In the eternity, we'll be with the Lord of heaven and earth and God of heaven and earth to be with Him eternally united.
呢个系神创造天地万物、创造人类嘅目标。
This is the goal of God's creation, the universe, everything in it, and mankind.
无论喺呢个过程当中遇到几多挑战
，No matter how many challenges are there in this process，
遇到几多艰难
，No matter how many difficulties，
因为呢个系神嘅属性嚟嘅。
Because this is the attribute of God，
神必定要成就佢嘅目标。
God will certainly accomplish His goal。
所以留意魔鬼撒旦嚟搞扰破坏。
Therefore, the devil Satan comes to destroy and disrupt。
人嘅软弱、失败、无能，都唔会拦咗咗神朝着呢个目标进发。
The weaknesses, failings, and powerlessness of man cannot restrain God from progressing towards this goal。
所以我哋发觉，当魔鬼撒旦嚟迷惑亚当夏娃嘅时候
，Therefore we find that when the devil Satan came to deceive Adam and Eve，
当夏娃失败、软弱、跌倒嘅时候，神仍然冇放弃呢个目标。
When Eve failed。God still did not give up on this goal.
相反，喺嗰时候，神宣布救恩嘅开始。
On the contrary, God proclaimed the plan of salvation.
然后佢介入人类嘅历史当中。
And then he intervened in the history of man.
一直要朝着呢个目标进发。
He would go straight forward to this goal.
虽然该人杀害亚伯。
Although Cain killed Abel.
但神却预备咗撒旦。
God prepared Seth.
虽然喺洪水灭世嘅时候。
Although at the time of destroying the world with the flood.
这个世界在神面前败坏。
The world became corrupt in the eyes of God.
人的思想尽都是恶。
And the thoughts of man were wicked all the time.
但神却为他预备了挪亚的一家八口。
But God prepared the family of eight in Noah.
然后神呼召亚伯拉罕，建立了神的选民。
And then God called Abraham. He established the chosen people of God.
虽然以色列民族软弱失败，
although the people of Israel were weak and failed，
神仍然冇放弃佢目标。
God still did not abandon his goal。
父怀里嘅独生爱子耶稣基督，
the only beloved son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ，
仍然按照神嘅旨意道成肉身嚟到人世间。
According to the will of God。He was the Word who became flesh and came to the world.
要成就呢个永恒嘅目标。
To establish this eternal goal.
所以弟兄姊妹留意，当主耶稣基督被钉喺十字架上嘅时候。
Therefore, when the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified.
当佢承担世人嘅罪债嘅时候。
When he bore the penalty of sin of the whole mankind.
当佢流出圣洁嘅宝血洗净人类嘅罪恶嘅时候。
When he shed his precious holy blood on the cross to cleanse the sins of the world.
当佢即将要将自己的灵魂交在天父的手里的时候，
When he was about to give his soul to the heavenly father，
当他即将要死后第三日复活的时候，
When he was about to be raised the third day after he was crucified，
在约翰福音十九章三十节，主耶稣基督讲了一句非常重要的说话。
In John chapter 19 verse 30， the Lord Jesus said this very important saying，
就是成了，
This is finished，
救恩完成了。
The salvation was finished.
神的目标完成了。
The goal of God was accomplished.
然后弟兄姊妹到到启示录的描述。
And then in the description of Revelation.
有一天世界要终结的时候。
One day when the world comes to an end.
当新天新地降临在人间的时候。
When the new heaven and new earth come down on heaven.
当天上的耶路撒冷降临在地上的时候。
When the Jerusalem in heaven comes down to earth.
当一群神所深爱的人。从此在神永恒荣耀的角度与神联合的时候，
When the group of people deep loved by the Lord from then on will be eternally with God in the kingdom of God，
在启示录的二十一章第六节，
In chapter 21 verse 6 of Revelation，
神再一次说话，
God once again proclaims，
就是都成了。
He said, "It's all finished."
弟兄姊妹，我哋就睇到呢个系神嘅属性。
Then we can see this is the attribute of God.
佢每做一件事情
，everything that he does，
背后都有佢一个确定嘅目标、理想同埋期望。
Behind him, there is a set goal, target, and objective.
无论遇到咩嘅困难、咩嘅挑战
，No matter what sort of difficulty and challenge he faces，
仍然向着呢个目标进发。 直至到呢个目标完成。
He still proceeds towards this goal until completion。
弟兄姊妹，我哋本来都系照着神嘅形象做嘅。
Brothers and sisters, we were created in the image of God。
本来我哋里面都有呢种嘅生命嘅质素。
Inside of us, we all have this quality of life。
就系向着呢个目标进发。
That is to proceed toward this goal。
但好可惜，当亚当夏娃犯咗罪之后咧
，But sadly, after the fall of Adam and Eve，
人已经失去咗呢种属性。
Man has already lost this attribute。
因为失去咗呢个神嘅属性嘅时候咧
，Because after we lose this attribute，
我哋发觉喺成个人类历史当中出现两种嘅情况。
We realize that in the entire human history, two things happen。
第一种情况就有啲人根本人生就冇目标。
The first situation is that many people don't have a goal at all in their lives。
又冇理想，又冇期望。
They don't have an ideal or expectation。
所以有啲人嘅一生系糊糊涂涂咁样过嘅。
Therefore, some people spend their whole lives foolishly。
无无谓谓就咁过咗一生。
And they spend their time in vain。
所以呢种叫做迷茫糊涂嘅人生。
These people are perplexed and foolish。
另外一部分咧，就人有理想、有目标、有期望。
On the other hand, some people have a goal, objective, and target。
不过却唔系神所赐嘅目标、理想同埋期望。
But they are not according to what God gives。
乃系人自己嘅理想、目标同埋期望。
But the goal, target, and objective of man。
因为缺乏咗神所赐嘅目标。
Because they lack the goal given by God。
人所具备呢啲嘅目标就产生好多嘅差错。
Then there is a lot of wrong things in the target set by man。
所以我哋发觉世上好多人虽然向着目标进发。
So we realize that a lot of people proceed toward their goal。
但好多时候却系放纵私欲嘅人生。
But very often it is just doing what their sinful desire requires them.
更加是一个劳苦担重担的人生。
And also it is a life that is weary and burdened.
是一个颓垣败瓦的人生。
It is like a pile of rubbles.
甚至乎一个不断犯罪作恶的人生。
Or even it is a life that is constantly in sin and doing evil.
所以在箴言的29章18节，神有这样的讲论。
Therefore, in the book of Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18,
没有异象民就放弃。
God tells us where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint.
意思就话当一个人活喺个世界上
，It means that when a person lives in this world，
当佢缺乏神所赐嘅人生嘅目标、理想同埋期望嘅时候咧
，When he lacks the goal, target, and expectation given by God，
佢所作嘅可能都系好多个问题嘅产生。
Everything that he does may cause a lot of problems，
就好似士师时代嘅情况一样。
Just like the age of the judges.
那时候以色列中没有王。
At that time, there was no king in Israel.
意思就是没有神。
It means that God was not there.
各人任意而行。
Everyone did what they thought.
如果人拥有神那种的属性。
If a person has the attribute of God.
存在着一个神所赐的目标、理想和期望的时候呢。
He has the goal, objective, and expectation from God.
这种的属性就会推动我们向目标进发。
Then this attribute will compel us to proceed towards the goal.
无论遇到几多困难。
No matter how many difficulties we encounter.
无论遇到几多挑战。
No matter how many challenges we encounter.
我们仍然会向着这个目标进发。
We still will proceed towards this goal.
等节目当我们说要紧紧跟随主的时候呢。
Brothers and sisters, when we say we have to follow the Lord closely.
好困难。
It's very difficult.
我们有心无力。
We want to do it, but we are powerless.
除非我们的生命当中再一次有这种神的属性。
Unless in our lives, once again we have this attribute of God.
再一次有神所赐下一个正确的目标。
Once again we have the correct goal given by God.
这个目标就能够推动我们。
Then this goal can compel us.
一生的、一世的跟从主。
To follow the Lord all the days of our lives.
究竟我们何时能够得到这个目标呢？
When can we have this goal?
何时我们能够得到一个异象呢？
When can we have this vision or revelation?
我们看到在旧约的时候 摩西看见神所赐俾佢嘅异象。
We can see that in the Old Testament time, Moses could see this vision.
佢就能够至死忠心。
Then he could be faithful to the point of death.
使徒保罗喺大马色路上遇见主嘅时候
，When the Apostle Paul met with the Lord on the road to Damascus,
佢同样得着呢个从天降下嘅异象。
Similarly, he received this vision came down from heaven.
从此佢冇违背呢个异象。
From then on, he did not betray this.Vision,
他就能够一生一世跟从主。
He could follow the Lord all the days of his life.
究竟我们怎样能够得到这个从天降下的异象？
How can we receive this vision from heaven?
我们怎样能够得到这个神所赐给我们的目标？
How can we receive this goal from God?
有两件事情我们需要做。
There are two things that we have to do.
第一，我们必须成为真正属神的人。
Firstly, we must be people that truly belong to God.
因为圣经讲得很清楚。
Because the Bible tells us very clearly,
当我们因信耶稣基督是基督女的时候
through the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ when we are in Christ,
当我们成为新造的人的时候
when we become new creations,
我们能够重新得着神这份生命的属性在我们里面
we will receive this attribute in God,
不单只有圣洁有公义有仁爱
not only do we have holiness, righteousness and love,
更加能够有那种向着标杆直跑永不放弃的属性
but we also have the attribute of straining to what the goal and never giving up.
弟兄姊妹在我们信主的时候已经得着了。
Brothers and sisters, we acquired it at the moment we were converted to Christ.
弟兄姊妹不够。
But that's not enough.
因为这种生命的属性必须配合神所赐的目标。
Because this attribute of life must be paired with the goal given by God.
除非我们能够掌握到得着到神这个所赐的目标的时候呢
Unless we can grasp and attain this goal from God,
我们才能够一直向着标杆直跑
Otherwise, we can't strain toward the goal.
怎样能够得到这个生命的目标呢
How can we attain this goal of life?
只有一个途径
There is only one way.
就是打开圣经
That is open the Bible.
神已经在圣经当中将一种生命的目标赐给我们。
In the Bible, God has given us His goal of life.
弟兄姊妹，好清晰的。
Brothers and sisters, it is very clear.
你和我当成为基督圣徒之后
，After becoming Christian saints,
神保留我们仍然在这个世界上活一段的岁月。
God still keeps us to live in the world.
这个目标就是今朝早上正道的主题。
The goal is today's sermon topic.
都是为基督
Everything for the sake of Christ
就好像使徒保罗的见证一样
Just like the testimony of the Apostle Paul
他蒙恩归主之前
Before his conversion to Christ
他所作的一切
Everything that he did
都是为到自己个人的欲望
Was for his own desires
但是蒙恩归主之后呢
But after conversion to Christ
他在哥林多后书第五章作出这个见证
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 he gives us this testimony
他得到一个生命的目标
He had this goal in life.
神赐俾佢一个异象。
God gave him a vision.
就系原来基督嘅爱激励我们。
Christ's love compels us.
因我们想。
Because we consider.
一人既替众人死。
As a man dies for all.
众人就都死了。
And therefore all die.
并且而今活着，不再为自己活。乃是为替他们死而复活的主活。
And now we live, we do not live for ourselves, but for him who died and was raised.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是神赐给我们一个生命的目标。
Brothers and sisters, this is the goal of life given by God.
为主耶稣基督而活在这个世界上。
Live for the Lord Jesus Christ.
一切所作都是为基督。
Everything we do is for the sake of Christ.
意思就是你和我活在这个世界上这些日子。
It means that the period of time when we live on
我读书为基督
I study for the sake of Christ
我工作为基督
I work for the sake of Christ
我的家庭婚姻为基督
My family marriage is for Christ
我注重我的身体健康为基督
I take care of my health is for the sake of Christ
我的行事为人为基督
The way I conduct myself is for the sake of Christ
我的说话为基督
My speech is for the sake of Christ
我传福音为基督
I share the gospel for the sake of Christ
我去敬拜主为基督
I worship the Lord for the sake of Christ
我的侍奉主为基督
I serve the Lord for the sake of Christ
一切所作的 都是为基督而作。
Everything that I do is for the sake of Christ。
弟兄姊妹，这个就是神赐给我们在生命当中真正的目标。
Brothers and sisters, this is the true goal that God gives to us。
神保留我们的生命留在这个世界。
God keeps our life to remain on earth。
原因只有一个。
There is only one reason。
给我们在生活这段日子里面，一切都是为基督而作。
Why we still live? Everything is for the sake of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，点解呢个目标咁重要呢？
Brothers and sisters, why is this goal so important?
就系刚才我所讲论到嘅。
It is just as what I said.
如果我里面有呢一种嘅生命嘅目标嘅话呢
？If I have this goal of life inside of me,
佢会产生一股无比嘅动力。
It will give me tremendous momentum.
令到我哋有力量向着前面嘅标杆进发。
So that we have the strength towards the goal.
我哋先能够一生一世的跟从主，
so that we can follow the Lord all the days of our lives，
一直到天家，
until we reach the heavenly home。
但如果缺乏了一种生命的目标的话呢，
but if we lack this goal of life，
我们一定无能为力的，
then certainly we are powerless。
末世基督信仰可怜就在这个地方。
In the end times， what is so sad about Christian faith is this，
因为蒙恩归主的人很多，
because there are many who are converted to Christ，
能够打开圣经领受这个目标的人绝对不多，
but few are those who open the Bible and receive this goal。
因为如果人要真的领受这个生命的目标的话呢，
because for a person to truly attain this goal of life，
人必须存着一个饥渴慕义的心，
the person must hunger and thirst for righteousness，
一个立志遵行天父上帝旨意的心，
a heart that is committed to follow the will of the Lord。
当我们这样看圣经的时候呢，
when we read the Bible in this manner，
我们才能够真值得着这个生命的目标，
then we can truly receive this goal of life。
否则就会看好像看见，
otherwise we seem to have seen it，
却没有真正的看见，
but we don't actually see it。
听好像听到，
we seems that we listen to it，
却没有真正的听到，
but we have not truly heard it。
好像知道，
we seem to know，
却不明白，
but we don't understand。
今天如果我们要得到这个生命的目标的话呢，
today if we are to receive this goal of life，
一方面我们蒙恩归主了，
on the one hand after our conversion to Christ，
另一方面我们立志遵行天父上帝的旨意，打开圣经的时候，我们必然能够得到这个生命的目标。
On the other hand, if we are determined to follow the will of the Lord and open the Bible, then we certainly receive this goal of life。
不过很可惜，一种现象发生在末世教会的时代，
but sadly this phenomenon always happens。
能够带着一份定义遵行天父上帝的旨意看圣经的基督圣徒不会超过 10%。
The Christian saints who are determined to follow the will of the Lord and read the Bible is less than 10%。
这种是一个很令人难过的事实。
This is a very sad phenomenon。
跟从主好像很困难。
It seems to be difficult to follow the Lord。
但在神的恩典当中，
But in the grace of God，
在这个生命目标所带来的动力当中，
In the motivation brought about by the goal of life，
我们能够一直向着标杆直跑。
We can strain towards the goal。
但还有一个很重要的元素，为什么我们能够紧紧跟随主呢？
And there is a very important factor why we can follow the Lord closely。
因为当我们有这个生命目标的时候，
Because when we have this goal of life，
神是一个监察人心的主。
God is the God that examines man's heart。
神应许我们，那在我们心里面动了善功的，必成全这功，直到基督耶稣的日子。
God promises us，The one who has started the good work in us will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus。
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore brothers and sisters，
骆驼穿个针眼好难。
It is difficult for a camel to go through the eye of a needle。
不过在神的恩典当中没有难成的事。
But in the grace of God nothing is impossible。
或许我们今天是一个少年人，
perhaps today we are a youth。
很多时候我们所作的有心无力，
very often we are powerless to do what we want。
但神定义要提升我们有一天要成为老年人，
but God is determined to raise us to a higher level to be an elderly person。
我们会甘心乐意义无反顾的 紧紧嘅跟随住。
Then we will be willingly, without looking back, closely follow the Lord.
最后，我想用两段经文去再一次鼓励大家。
Lastly, I want to encourage you with two passages.
依个生命嘅目标点样能够俾到我哋力量
？How can this goal of life give us strength?
第一段经文喺哥林多后书嘅第四章。第七到第十节。
The first passage is from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 to 10.
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋生命存在就呢个都是为基督嘅目标嘅时候咧
，If we have this goal of everything for the sake of Christ，
佢就好似一个宝贝放喺我哋瓦器里边。
It is like a treasure in jars of clay。
喺任何艰难嘅环境当中咧
，In any difficult situation，
我哋仍然能够向住呢个目标进发。
We can still press on toward this goal。
我哋将呢几节经文同声同心去读出嚟。
Let us read these verses together。
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死。死耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed; perplexed, but not in despair; persecuted, but not abandoned; struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus.So that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
弟兄姊妹，神喺圣经当中几宝贵嘅应许。
Brothers and sisters, what precious promise from God?
当呢个生命嘅目标喺我生命当中嘅时候
，When we have this goal of life in our lives,
有一股莫大嘅能力从神而嚟。
There is unsurpassed power from God.
第二段经文系新约圣经腓立比书第一章第六节。
The second passage is from the book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
就系神。
It is the promise from God.
我哋都一齐读出嚟啊
！Let us read together.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，呢节经文提醒我哋一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this verse reminds us this.
如果我哋生命当中存在咗呢个生命嘅目标嘅话咧
，If we have this goal of life in us，
呢个系神自己嘅工作。
This is the work of God Himself.
因为神喺我哋心里边动咗善工。
Because God has begun a good work in us.
但系神应许
，But God promises，
佢要。必成全这功
He will complete this work
直到耶稣基督的日子
Until the day of Christ Jesus
弟兄姊妹让我们再一次思想
Brothers and sisters, let us consider this
我是一个在神面前蒙恩得救的天父上帝的儿女
We are the children of God who have received the grace of salvation
我愿意爱主比这些更深
We are willing to love the Lord more than these
我愿意侍奉主
We are willing to serve the Lord.
我愿意成为一个真正爱主的人。
We are willing to be people who truly love the Lord.
不过我们有这种生命的目标嘛。
But do we have this goal of life?
我活在这个地上所作的一切都是为基督作，都是为基督耶稣而活。
Everything that we do when we live in this world is for the sake of Christ.
亦都系今日嘅回应诗歌嘅歌名。
It is also the hymn that we are going to sing in response.
为耶稣而活。
Living for Jesus.
但愿呢个成为我哋生命嘅目标。
I hope this becomes the goal of our life.
引领我哋一生一世嘅跟从主。
Leading us to follow the Lord all the days of our life.
一直到见主面嘅时候。
Until the day we see the Lord face to face.
让我哋一同起立唱。出依个回应诗歌
，Let us stand and sing this hymn。
为耶稣而活
，Living for Jesus。
我哋同心祈祷
，Let us pray。
天父，我哋感谢赞美你
，Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you。
感谢天父，藉着你嘅话语再一次提醒我哋。
We thank you, Heavenly Father, that through your word, you once again remind us。
主深爱我哋。
The Lord loves us dearly。
主要使用我哋。
The Lord wants to use us。
主要建立我哋成为真正爱主嘅人。
The Lord wants to build us up as people who love the Lord。
因为呢个系人生真正嘅价值同埋意义。
Because this is the true worth and meaning of life。
主啊，帮助我哋。
Lord help us。
因为原来靠自己嘅意志能力。
Because if we rely on our determination and willpower，
系绝不可能。
It is absolutely impossible。
唯有我哋能够重拾神嗰份生命嘅属性。
Only when we regain the attribute of God，
神赐下呢个生命嘅目标俾我哋。
God gives us this goal of life，
我哋先能够有从神而嚟嘅能力。
Then we can have the strength from God，
一生嘅跟从主。
Follow the Lord all the days of our lives，
向着呢个标杆直跑。
Press on toward this goal，
藉着十字架大爱嘅感动同埋激励。
Through the compelling and encouragement of the great love on the cross，
我们愿意一生为主而活。
We are willing to live for the Lord all the days of our lives，
凡我所作的，
Everything that we do，
都是为基督作的，
is for the sake of Christ，
因你在十字架上，
because on the cross，
甘愿为我们舍己，
you are willing to sacrifice yourself for us，
你是我们唯一的主宰，
you are our only master，
愿我的心成为你的宝座，
may our heart become your throne，
主啊，帮助我们，
Lord help us，
同心感恩仰望祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名，
our prayer petition and thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ，
Amen, Amen.